Brother Jacob, would you open us in a word of prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Brother Steve, for the opportunity to be here. We enter this class today, for well, the word goes out, we might take it, apply it to our lives. And if those who are going to be traveling later today, keep everyone safe, and they'll make it to services tomorrow. Doing services, again, your word will go out, and there's lost souls that they might see their need for salvation and accept you before it's our last, everlasting too late. And those who are saved, New Testament church members, they might put aside the cares of this world and focus on what you have for them, be able to truly worship and give you glory. Just my prayer. Amen. Amen.
All right, so let's go to Proverbs chapter 2. This point was made a couple of times, but I was thinking about it, so we're going to look at it again. Proverbs chapter 2, and 1 through 5. Brother Josh, would you read that one for us?
My son, if thou receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear to wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, if thou criest after knowledge, and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God.
All right, so try to leave this, you know, that's one last little thing with when we're looking at this class. There is an amazing amount of joy that could be had when you discover what the Bible teaches. It was already made earlier, but one of the greatest discoveries, when you know that the Lord is teaching you, what does that do? Anybody know what that does? What just happened? You just learned from God. I think sometimes we kind of take that for granted, but how special is that? How amazing is that? That God would actually teach me something. Right? So that when we look at this, and we're looking at Bible analysis and trying to understand it, we're trying to take real-world applications and try to break it down. But I guess what I want to impart, when you are home, the Lord can teach you. And if the Lord teach you, you should be curious about the Word of God. You should be interested in what the Word says. And it shouldn't be done by obligation or a have-to or the bored look that I'm getting right now. No. There should be a little bit of excitement in there. There should be some joy that you get from discovering what the Word says. So James chapter 2. Now again, we're going to stick with our Bible analysis. What's needed? Context. Understand. So we're going to change it a little bit from what we did last night. But James chapter 2, and Brother Jacob, can you read verse 14? Nice and slow for everyone, and I would like everybody to pay attention, please.
What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him?
Okay, so we're going to ask the very same question that God asks. And yes, I have bad handwriting. Now, before you answer this, I'm going to do this is what I'm going to do a little bit different. I'm going to ask this question, and I want everybody to close their eyes and raise your hand on the yes or on the no. The reason I want you to do this is, and yes, please participate. Because I don't want you to be influenced by other individuals, and I want you to stop and ask yourself, well, first of all, is this the first time anybody's ever heard that verse? James chapter 2, verse 14. Go here, this is the very first time you've ever read that verse. Really? We got problems. Okay? I hope that you have read this before. And the reason I kind of picked this one, and we are going to go, you know, maybe a little bit slow, trying to, we might not get very far on this. Reason James chapter 2 seems to be a chapter that a lot of people are confused about, or that a lot of people have a hard time kind of understanding or rightly dividing it. So, we're going to do this. So, sorry, please close your eyes. And I'll ask you, can faith save him? If you think yes, raise your hand. Now, can who says no? Can faith save him? Okay, everybody open your eyes. Not everybody participated, by the way. Okay? Now, I don't want you to tell me, and I don't want you to tell everybody else where you raised your hands. Okay? But what we're going to do is we're going to try to do Bible analysis and answer it in context to see what we're talking about. Now, mind you, and I have to put this in the outset, does an individual get saved by faith?
Yes.
Yes. But what did I ask? In context here. So let's read it as a yes. So first of all, did you have something there, Brother Ryan, or you just... No, okay. So, if you say yes, what are you saying about this faith right here?
So, by grace through faith.
Okay.
So, because faith doesn't save you.
God's grace. You're right. God's grace does, right? But does faith, do you need faith to have saved? Yes. Okay. For by grace are you saved. Right. So, but can faith save him? So, if that's true, what are we saying that this faith is talking about? Anybody willing to step up and answer?
If you're saying, can faith save you? If you're saying that's true, what faith is this talking about?
Yes.
Salvation.
Okay, so this faith would be talking about
saving
faith or salvation, right? And so we'll just put saving faith, salvation faith, right? And this saved, obviously, would be what?
Eternal life.
The delivering of the
soul,
right? Soul saved. Now, that's if you answered yes. That's what you're saying. Everybody kind of see that? Everybody kind of understand that? Well, let's read this, and this is the part we're going to read nice and slow. Verse 15. If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? And here's the part I want to focus on in this next two verses. Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Now, before we dissect verse 17 and 18, I meant to make this point, and so I'm going to have to backtrack a little bit. We didn't have a lot of only 9 people participated. Why do we have 2 different answers?
Well,
because the 3 are right.
I know. I would say the premise of your context of your question was not complete. But when you read the rest of what you're bringing out,
okay.
Because
you missed yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really focused.
That wasn't very good. So.
Yeah. I want to really think this context. Okay. Now, and we did it, and I didn't make this point yesterday, but in yesterday, was everybody in agreement on the 2 that we looked at yesterday?
No.
No? They're split. Ask yourself for a minute, how is it that we're missing out. And we looked at Mark chapter 16 about baptism. Does baptism now save you? And we also looked, what was the first one? We looked at God heareth not sinners. Okay?
Well, and, yeah, so I don't know what you hit yesterday, but I would say to make, I mean, because I know where you're going now. And I would, if I did this again, I would change my vote.
I didn't, don't tell anybody. I didn't. Well, I was the only one that knew.
I don't care. I'm not care. The point, we have on our minds, we already think something. We have a hypothesis already of whatever we're reading about, listening to. We form an opinion on that. And then we get more information. That sometimes changes. And so one of the things in rightly dividing is we got to start on the same page. I understand what you're talking about on faith, and you understand what I'm talking about on faith. So now if we can go forward. Brother Jacob and I got this argument on the law. Okay. Well, I'm viewing a narrow aspect of the law, and
you're wrong.
No. I got so much Bibles to deal with. And so I'm going to pick on him for a second. So he gives me this 18-page sheet of, and every verse is just verse on law. Well, a lot of those are not in context. Okay? But you've got to get on the right terminology. So I'm talking what you're talking. Well, now we can go forward. If an inch is not an inch to this, both of us, we're going to be off.
Yes. This is partly why I chose this one. Okay? This is partly why I chose this one. Because, and this is why James chapter 2 gets often misunderstood or wrongly divided. Because is the statement, can faith save you? Is that a true good statement?
By itself.
Yes! It is. For by grace are ye saved through faith. That is a good statement. But what did I say? Well, what did I try to really emphasize? And I made this more important last night. In context. In context of what? In context of this scripture. Which is why I was trying to bring this out, or trying to really emphasize this. Don't get pigeoned in. Well, every time it says faith, it means saving faith. And every time the word saved is used, it means the saving of your soul. Rightly divide. And then do what we're going to do here in the next couple of verses. Run your hypothesis. Brother Double Bow did this last time. Run your hypothesis through. In other words, if you think it means that, well, what does that do to the next couple of verses? And that's what we're going to spend a little bit of time here.
With that, listen. So that's what I mean, yeah. I didn't listen.
And you were, yeah.
I already jumped ahead.
Yep.
But you got to listen. You did. And we all do that.
Yes. But, and this is also, how many people have come across, and maybe this is a little bit different, how many people have come across that you have to work for your salvation and they use this verse? I have. Well, what do you need to do? You need to know what this says and why this is not salvation. I just gave you the answer to it. But, verse 17. Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. So if this James chapter 2, verse 14 is talking about saving faith and saving of the soul, what do you then have in verse 17?
Works for salvation.
You have the ability to lose what?
Your salvation if you don't work for it after
this. So, I know maybe some of you this is redundant, but I want you to stop and think about that. You should be able to do this to a lot of verses. This is the process that you need to sit down and you ought to think about. Well, I have this assumption, but if I run it through, what does it do to the next couple of verses? And if I believe that this is a saving faith, and I've heard people say it, this is saving faith and this saved is the saving of your soul, you now have the ability to lose it, or you have works for salvation. So now let's go back. Verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works, can faith save him? So can faith save him in that context?
No.
Faith cannot. So when we look at it that it doesn't, what does this faith now become? Or what is this faith talking about? It's a hard one. Romans. Romans chapter 1. Verse 17. Sister Rachel, go ahead. Read that for us, please.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Okay, so God is revealed from faith to what? To faith. And what is that second faith? Thank you. Because it tells you right there in that verse, there is a living faith. And what is living faith? It's a weird little statement. What's living faith?
It's like Brother Dixon's class.
Huh?
Live of the Word of God.
You live of the Word of God. You stand on the Word of God. You follow after the teachings of God's Word. So if this is now living faith, what then does this saved mean? Is this the redeeming of your souls?
Clean life.
Clean life. A good conscience.
You say that goes back to last night, the same one, your conscience.
The same one. Okay? So now, let's go back to James chapter 2 and see if that fits. Verse 17 specifically. Even so faith, living faith, if it hath not works, it is dead, being alone. Now, does that fit with the scriptures? Yes. Now, I don't know if you have already done this in your home, if this is redundant or not, but I will tell you a lot of people miss these little steps. That if you will take what you see and then you rightly divide it, keeping the same context through the next scriptures, you will understand if you were just like Brother Cooper was talking about, you'll understand if you were right or if you were wrong in your original thought. Sister Rachel.
So, was this like with Cornelius, like he was trying to live his heart
to
live by the way God wanted him to, but he wasn't saved?
So, I'm not fully understanding what you're talking about?
No, because this faith can't save you the second we're living by faith. He was trying to live.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's how a lot of people do, is a lot of people try to live a good life and they think that's going to get them heaven. And I don't know what his motivation is, but we do know many people think that. Right? Now the other side of that is are there people now today that wrongly divide this and think you have to work for your salvation?
Religions.
Lots of religion does. So, which is why it is important for us to know the context of this. Now, we don't necessarily really get it or you know, maybe it's not a big discovery and maybe you already know this. But what happens when you're at home or wherever you're studying and you go through personally and you start seeing these and these connections begin to be made and the Lord teaches you the right division of a scripture? What is that? You find a gold nugget.
That's the comforter teaching you.
That is the comforter teaching you. And you become grounded. And this is the next little bit of it. And I'm glad you said that. Grounded. Do not believe something just because your pastor or a teacher is influential and really is a dynamic kind of a guy. Why should you believe something? Because God says it. Now, that's also why I wanted to look at this. Because for me to stand up here and say, in context, faith can't save you. Does that sound pretty bad? It feels wrong. It sounds wrong. But what did I say? In context. And you ought to be careful on how it is taught and how people see it to understand it. Yes?
I mean, if you were talking context and you said that faith can't save you, then how are we saved? I mean, you have, somewhere in Matthew it says, if you have a faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you can tell this mountain, be cast into the sea.
Okay. I'm not following you there very well. But that's the living faith, the working faith. Okay? Now, let's skip back, right, and to just do this as a little bit of an exercise here. Go back to James chapter 1. And hopefully this isn't lost on everybody, but I wanted to kind of hit this one. James chapter 1. And we're going to go 21 through 25. Who'd like to read that for us? Brother Jared, I'm going to pick you. Could you read that for us? James chapter 1, 21 through 25. Now, as we read this one, what I want you to do is I want you to be thinking about this here that we just read in James chapter 2. So go ahead.
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of godliness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. For whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in you.
Okay, so now I read this one. What is this talking about? James chapter 1, 21 through 25. In the summary, kind of thinking about this. What is he saying? Be ye...
Action!
Be ye doers of the word. And if you are just a hearer. Now, why in the world am I having us read this? Because if we follow the context of the book and flow through it, keeping the context, even from previous chapters, it flows right along and stays in context, and then we can better understand what he is talking about when he says, can faith save him? In this context, no, it can't. Why? Well, because of the verses right there, but also because chapter 1 sets up the stage, and it's talking about the saved individual, their actions in following after the Lord, putting on that new man. Questions? Context? We're going to read a couple other verses because I don't have a chance to get into Ephesians chapter 4, but I only got like 10 minutes and I wanted to get to that one, but I knew I wouldn't be able to. Galatians chapter 3. And who would like to read Galatians, Brother Jacks, Galatians chapter 3, verse 11.
But that no man is justified by the law, in the sight of God it is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
Okay, so what I just wanted to kind of point out a couple of things. This is not the only time that the Lord talks about justified, or as it says here, the just shall live by what? By faith. Again, don't get pigeonholed. Every time that you see the word faith, it's always talking about salvation. It's not always talking about salvation. Jared.
For example, that is 2 3, because it says common salvation, but then he says there's an end to the faith. Is he saying don't talk about salvation, but then talk about salvation? If faith only means salvation, then you're kind of having a weird contradiction in one verse in Jude.
Yep. Yep, keep it in context. Now, Hebrews chapter 10. And I'm going to start right here in verse 34. It says, "For ye had compassion on me and my bonds, and took joyfully to the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. And if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." So again, the just shall live by faith. And when we see that in context, there is a reward to be had by following after this kind of a living faith. Questions, comments? I'm going to wrap it up 5 minutes early. Quick class, because I can't get into the next one. Huh?
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Okay. Now, one thing you ought to stop and think about, looking at the last couple of ones, last night and tonight, why were there so many people that had two differing views on the very same verse?
Maybe they're not as familiar with the passage.
They're not familiar with the passage? My encouragement to you, study your Bible. And don't ever be afraid to question and to ask and to examine and to learn and to keep things in context. The next one we were going to look at really was based on that context of other portions of the scripture, but we're just not going to be able to get to it. If no others, so I'll stand.